This is John Daly and Willie Nelson, oddly enough.
I got a friend who's a preacher, knows most of my sin. He don't criticize me and say I'm damned in the end.
John Daly calls up Willie Nelson and says, would you do a song with me?
Next Sunday, they're having baptism.
He's one of a kind.
I mean, he just is.
I know. Listen
well,
to
the hell, both, actually.
Yeah.
Here you go.
My old friend Jack Daniels won't leave me alone. I'm here standing at the crossroads.
Ooh, where's the hook?
One can lead me to hell, the other straight to the Father.
Give me the hook. Come on.
And I'm somewhere between whiskey and
there you go.
Let's hear Willie for a second.
I've danced with the devil. Lay down with the angels.
It's 91.
Both of them found me willing and able.
You can hear that voice.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Water can wash clean the sins of a man. While whiskey is the gateway to the unpromised land.
Yeah, that sounds like a Willie Nelson song.
It does.
You're right, Justin. John Daly, only John Daly. Daly's not even a musician. He calls up Willie Nelson and says, can I do it? Would you do a song with me?
Don't tell him that.
Of course, John turned 60 yesterday. I saw a lot of that on. And of course, the other one, Justin, we need to talk about the one that you and Roger covered at Simmons Bank Arena. Seven Spanish Angels. Ray Charles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Some people say it's Willie and Ray.
I don't. What do you say?
I say it's Justin and me.
Yeah. That's what I'll say too, Roger.
Someone says he wrote Hello Walls too. His top ten presents spans over 50
great
years.
Great story on that one. I won't bore your time with it. With Farron Young, is that who that was?
Sounds right.
See, I think Willie needed some money. Needed $500, and Willie and Farron said, "No. I'm gonna do your song, but here's your money." You know, this and that, and he gave him that check back.
How about that?
And Willie kept it, and he never forgot Farron. I mean, Hello Walls.
I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, it's just
what about Poncho and Lefty with Merle?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If Willie had had the Alcoa Federal Credit Union, he wouldn't need to borrow the money.
He might have been able to get a signature loan here. He probably could have done a signature loan.
Greg, every week you're doing something. You're like Justin. Every time we turn around, you guys are doing good things in the community.
It's pot calling the kettle black.
Exactly.
He's every hour. What do you got going on, Craig?
All right, tomorrow night, the 12th annual Pony Up for Haven House in Conway, which is such a service to young teenage girls who are looking for a home. Haven House takes them in.
Right.
And
awesome.
We're raising money for it, and it's going to be at Genesis of Conway in their beautiful showroom. That's where the gala's going to be, and we're giving away on a raffle, $100 raffle ticket, you get a G70 Genesis for 2 years.
Wow.
That's yours. Now, I love Alcoa Federal Credit. I think it's fantastic, but you can't beat that price.
Hard to beat.
$100 for a G70? Come on now.
That's very nice, Craig. Well done. This morning, Justin, one of the things we talked about was we seem like we've had drama the last week in Razorback world. You know, tennis. You know, program goes away. First one. I think we're the only one that doesn't have a tennis program in the SEC. There may be other sports to come, maybe not just ours, but others. So that happens Friday. That creates a little bit of controversy. And then you lose on Monday. You lose your top gymnast, who is really the face of the program. You went, obviously she must be going for money. Then find out yesterday that Jordan Weber, the head coach, she's stepping down. And I thought, she wants to spend time being a mom. And all of a sudden somebody said, well, did you hear who took over?
Mr. Weber.
And it's like, well, wait a minute. Aren't you losing if you're doing the family thing? But anyway.
I thought she was doing a really good job.
She had I think she just wants to be a mom, I think. I think that's what I guess. She had a baby, and she took the job at 23. I give Hunter Yurchek credit for hiring her. It was a gutsy hire. Hire a girl who's 23. She's never been a head coach.
Yeah, it really was.
Two years at UCLA, and I think as an assistant. She's come in, and she really has taken – I mean, I think, what do we have, 18,000 people, 15,000 people at one of the meets this year? But what it got me to thinking, Justin, I said earlier in the show, so he's got to outshine his wife. He's got to be better, or not, he's going to be, you know, listen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the measuring stick. So I threw out, what do you do better than your wife or significant other? What does she do better than you that you both acknowledge, that you both know, for example, like, you know, Roger is the more emotional. He responds quicker. Sam is the calm one.
I have imbalance.
When it comes to cleaning, Roger is the world-class laundry man. She knows it. Sam knows he's the best.
It's a smart play on her part, too.
We talked about money. Craig, I don't know who handles money better, you or Jane.
It's too stressful for Jane.
Okay, so you
money's just a tool for
okay,
me.
Okay, so you take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, what do you do that you know that Kate goes, hey, Justin, I know he's the guy for this, and you go, Kate's going to take care of this. I don't worry about it. That's her specialty. Is there anything that jumps out to you?
She's better at 90% of everything than me.
And she's standing right there.
She's not, but I know she's listening. golly, I had to think about that. I do think we complement each other because we have our strengths and weaknesses. I'm kind of like Raj. I think you said this, if I'm not mistaken, Baz, but like I'm probably the more tidy one as far as like cleaning the kitchen or know that. But that's because I have severe OCD. I'm not even joking.
He does do that. He cleans as he cooks. We've seen it happen. He's cleaning the dishes. I'm like, wow, that ain't me.
She's better at. I tell you what, she's obviously better at. Like if one of the kids gets hurt, cut themselves or they.
Yeah. Right.
Like I lose my mind. I like run around and go. I don't know what I do with my hands. I don't know what to do, and I just freak out.
Yes,
I mean they could have a limb hanging off,
right,
by a thread, and she'll go. It's fine. I'll just sew it back on.
Yeah,
Justin.
She keeps calm.
That's a role reversal.
Male. Well, I like that. So. I mean, and you know that's what it is. And Roger, if something, would you be the calm one or would Sam be the one where it's okay, or would you react?
I passed out in the doctor's office. Not to interrupt. I'm sorry, yes. Raj. Okay. I passed out in the doctor's office a couple of years ago because Ella was getting stitches.
Oh, you remember
like
that story,
above her eye. I literally. Kate goes, she looked at me, she's like, you were white as a ghost and you were sweating profusely. And she goes, are you okay? And I go, no. And I literally passed out in the bathroom on the cold concrete floor. But anyway, go ahead, Raj. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I think there's a part of it that I think if one of us was more – not hysterical. I would try to calm her down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, she doesn't get that way.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would try to do that. But generally, it's her.
And I think it's like you and Craig and Roger. I think there's no question in y'all's relationships with your wives. They know you're the funny guy, and that you will light up a room. You'll be on. You put on a show, and they can sit back and of course, like with Jessica, when I'm in a crowd, she knows. Okay, he's going to go into crowd mode. That's not her thing to do, even though she could do it. And I think we all have different skills that their spouses know. And they, of course, the other one I said, Justin, was money is not mine. And so that it would be a tremendous. That's why we couldn't get married, because she would kill me within about 2 weeks, Steve, because it would. And of course, I asked Steve Brown at Alcoa.
She would get you right.
Well, she would try to. She would try to. But I said, which one, who handles money better, women or men? And you go, not going to answer that.
Is this a radio show or a therapy?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Hey, as we go to break, I want to give a shout out, Roger, to Morgan Sweeney. She turns 9 today.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a chance to meet her amazing dad, Tim Sweeney, at SoCo. Justin, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was battling cancer.
Absolutely.
He lost his battle with cancer, but what a wonderful dad he is, and what a sweet girl Morgan Sweeney is. So, Morgan, happy 9th birthday
to you. Happy birthday, Morgan.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, have a great day.
Named an exit after her.
What's that?
They've named an exit after her.
The Morgan exit. That's right. It's been there for a while.
And this is what we're taking. And you got to go to break.
And what do we have here, Roger? What holy song?
Turn out the lights. Party's over.
Mm-hmm. Who made this famous?
Andy Don Meredith.
So a lot of people who did not know this
Absolutely.
Song.
And I still sing it with the Razorbacks. I haven't sung it much. But.
Everybody does. For that sort of, if your team.
It's a phrase.
All right. Willie Nelson turns 93 today if you haven't heard. We're at Alcoa.
Sing it with him if he can. Here we go.
Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Don't go away.
He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Ree.
Shonda Ree, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill. Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Great home of the Pony Up event for Haven House tomorrow night.
Yeah, that sounds like a great organization to help young ladies like that.
6 to 8 p.m.
We are here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. You're doing deals. If you want to get a car, now's
the time.
You start Friday, right?
Start Friday, May 1st, through the end of August. Great deals. We do this once a year and try to really make it special for people. We offer great rates all year long, but we really take it to another level during this time of year, offering rates as low as 1.776%, financing up to 84 months, 24, 25, 26-year models. Whether you're buying new or you've already got your loan somewhere else and want to lower your rate, lower your payment, come on, we'll help you out.
I expect Justin and Roger to get this question before Christian or Steve or Craig. So 40 years ago on this day, a pitcher did something that had never been done before. That's the first clue I'm going to give you. Go.
In
the major leagues, 1986.
Hit a home run.
This person became the first pitcher to do what?
No, it would have been. No, that wouldn't be it. Babe Ruth was a pitcher and hit home runs all the time.
Okay, all right.
I was stunned. I was stunned when I saw this because I thought this had been done years before this. So he became the first one to do it in the American League.
Somebody hit for the cycle.
No, and he did it on the mound. It's something he did on the mound.
Wow.
40 years ago, 1986.
Hit a bird.
Perfect
No. I'll go ahead and give you the pitcher. It was Roger Clemens. What did Roger Clemens
become? Hit 100 mile an hour.
Throw 100? Yeah.
Not throw 100.
Struck out 20.
That's exactly right. Steve just got it.
Look at that.
He became the first pitcher to strike out 20 batters in a single game. Wow. I was stunned he was the first to do that. I think I remember that happening.
Rocket.
Yeah, it didn't. And I think somebody else has hit 22. It's 20 as well.
Yeah, Max Scherzer has. I believe Kerry Wood with the Cubs did.
Yeah, you would have thought Nolan Ryan or somebody
like
that.
I would have thought that too. Yeah. Obviously, is he on the Mount Rushmore? Of pitchers, or do you put Nolan Ryan instead of Roger Clemens, or do you put both of them on there?
Nolan Ryan's ahead of Roger, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so too. Roger, today is the birthday of Daniel Day-Lewis. Give me your favorite movie role for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Now.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis playing Abraham Lincoln.
I'm so exhausted when I do that because I zone out.
There's a scene where he's he is so good in this movie.
Oh, he had the walk.
Yeah, he had the walk, and he was in character the whole time. He never got out of character when he was on the set. And they said he's
a whack job.
He's a method actor.
Incredible.
Yeah, he is. But they knew what kind of he was. No, sort of nasally.
Well, he had the voice. Dived into figuring out what he really sounded like.
And so they, and then they also too,
thinking he had Lincoln had the voice like Craig, but it was
no,
it was not.
Yeah. No, it was whiny.
There's
it was
a scene.
Now.
that was a scene where he's trying to get this,
the votes for slavery.
Yeah,
to abolish it.
And but there have been biographies written of him that. Interviewed back in the 20s, they had actually interviewed family members, people who knew him personally, mm-hmm. and Daniel Day-Lewis had the walk because Lincoln walked like he was still in the fields, and it was a kind of an amble side to side, and that final scene where he's walking toward the door before he's going to be assassinated, he had it.
Oh my gosh, the person gave him his hat as he walked out, whoever the servant was there. Yeah. It just was an eerie deal. He was so good.
You knew what was coming.
But yeah.
The guy had a lot of pain, and he had a wife who was
insane.
Gradually,
that's right. Yeah, she was nuts. And then the other movie that he was in,
she wasn't good. She wasn't good with the money.
What was the other one that he's so rough in? He's the two rough movies. Oh, one of them I can deal with.
Gangs of New York.
Blood's great. Yeah.
That's a heavy movie. You need to watch that, Roger.
That movie is nuts.
Yeah, it's dark. It is really dark. Yeah. But the other one, Gangs of New York. Yeah. That is a who's all in that?
DiCaprio.
John
C. Riley.
It is.
I forgot he was in that.
It reminded me.
He's pretty rangy as an actor. You don't realize it, but
you know what?
He is.
And I really liked him in The Last Mohican.
Last of the Mohicans.
I really liked it. That was a fun movie to watch. Just the history
involved.
I
thought about you all because I got to tell you, in the mail 2 days ago, I got a residual check for Past the Amateur.
No, you did not.
I did because they've re-released it on streaming video.
Can we ask how much it was?
Sure, go ahead.
How much was it?
$5.86.
Is that take home?
Hey.
Is that take home?
Every little bit helps. Hey, Craig, quick question. Of all the things you've done, act, as we just touched on, radio, TV, you've done sports and news, I could go on and on. What's your favorite thing that you've done? What's the most fun you've had doing as far as a career?
Okay, now this is going to make you all groan. It's reading to children in school.
I somehow knew you were going to say that.
That's your passion.
It is the passion. But I think the one thing that more than any was the White House, and I've already talked about it to Steve over here during break, doing the party at the White House with Gladys Knight and leading the dance floor. We did a whole, got everybody in a line leading, and we did the raisin dance. Because back then, the California Raisins had this dance to Heard It Through the Grapevine, and when I did a dance, I would have everybody play.
I remember those commercials when I was a kid. You were leading the dance line
through the White House. Bill is behind me. Al Gore's behind him. The cabinet's behind them. But I'm leading the line. And for 3.5 minutes, I was the leader of the leader of the free world.
Craig O'Neill.
How many people can say that?
Amazing career. Thanks to Genesis of Conway, Craig.
Thank you, Craig.
And listen, the last weekend of racing, man.
Come on, baby. Bring it in. You got a whole state rooting for you.
You called your shot. All right, thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
He's a legend.
All right, don't go away. We're here in Benton, Saline County, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. And Steve made it on time.
Baby,
All right, 8 o'clock. Don't go away.